Well, the Justice Department also announced this week that it's reopening its investigation into the death of Emmett Till after a book revealed that the white woman who said a then 14-year-old black teen, Till, accosted her, told the author, Timothy Tyson, she lied. Till was murdered in 1955. His murder helped spark the civil rights movement, and now people are relitigating it on social media. Let's see how this and other stories are trending with Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. So two men had been accused and cleared in the death and acquitted in the death of Emmett Till. They later confessed to murdering him in a magazine article, but now both are dead. What are you seeing people saying about this, reopening this incredible case? What are they saying on social media?
I'll give you a little snippet of a conversation because this is quite representative of how people are having this conversation online and offline, of course, as well. Paul Brooks tweets, "With all due respect to young Till, I wish I could understand the point of this. Progress, strides toward race relations. Truthfully, all I see is a glorified stage show. Then Alison jumps right in off the back of that point and says, justice. Justice is the point." But a lot of people online are saying, but why is this relevant? This was 1955. And let me leave you with this quote for this particular story before I move on. "I'm Just Shala," says, and she quotes Emmett Till's mother back in 1955, "What happens to any of us anywhere in the world had better be the business of all of us." And then she says in her tweet, "It's ridiculous that 63 years later, we are still living in times like these. People are still being killed senselessly and no justice is being served. Hashtag Emmett Till." Well, brings us right back up to date.
Well, for many, it's just a throwback. This woman, Carolyn Dunham, told the author, "Nothing that boy," as she put it, "did, could ever justify what happened to him." How do you live with that for decades?
Exactly.
You lied. So there's that story, and sounds like a great book. We note that. But moving on to Twitter itself, people may have noticed that they lost some followers this week. Some of us can't afford that. But the company says it's...
Or they may not have noticed if they had that many.
Right. Well, they've been removing tens of millions of bots, spammers, locked accounts from the platform. What effect is it having?
Well, it's called the hashtag Twitter Purge, and I'm just looking to see how people's popularity has actually been dented and changed by the number of followers. So how do you know if you've been Twitter purged? Well, there's an analytics site. You can go to this right now, socialblade.com. Type in the social media account you want to look at, and it will tell you how many followers it has, how many it has lost, and how it is doing in real time. So on Thursday, I hate to break this to you here and now, you lost 217 followers. Gone. Absolutely gone. But it could be worse. President Trump on Thursday lost 326,000. And the former President Obama on Friday morning lost 1.6 million followers.
Okay.
But the more followers you have, the more likely you are to lose them. This is all part of Twitter's plan to clean up Twitter so you don't have bots and locked accounts following you. You only have real live people who tweet.
And this is after the New York Times found that there's, you know, one small Florida company, for instance, that's selling millions of fake followers. So there's that. We have to touch on Serena Williams, who I would just love to, you know, just touch her. It would maybe let me play tennis. She is just getting so much love as she heads to Wimbledon playing tomorrow. Could be her eighth Wimbledon title.
Amazing.
Her biggest supporter on Twitter, clearly her husband, Alexis.
It's his job.
Oh, yeah, Ohanian. But what else are people saying?
Alexis Ohanian tweeted out just one word with Serena Williams getting through to the finals. Believe. The Economic Times has this. Serena Williams demonstrated that having a baby had not robbed her of any of her phenomenal tennis skills, which she became the first mother in 38 years to reach the Wimbledon. And then there's a little emoji of a strawberry. And many more fans are just tweeting out goats emoji. Greatest of all time.
Of all time. Okay.
Yes.
There's that. We got to touch on this story of a couple. They met on a plane during a flight from New York to Dallas last week. And the person in the seat behind them apparently documented some of that and was tweeting it out. Some people say it's a fairy tale. I think it's really creepy that somebody was documenting what was happening in the row in front of them.
Well, it was romantic and fun until then you realised it was creepy. It all started on a plane with Rosie Blair. She's an actress. She was flying with her boyfriend, but they weren't seating together. And this was the very first tweet. My boyfriend and I asked the woman to switch seats with me so we could sit together. We made a joke that maybe her seat partner would be the love of her life. And then they both tweeted and photographed and imagined this entire romantic story and chemistry. They got closer. Mm. They went to the restroom. They followed them to baggage claim. They identified them. And a lot of people on Twitter and online and offline, in terms of ethics, are saying this is unethical. Right. These two people were in a Twitter thread without their knowledge. Plane Bay, the guy, loved it. Plane Babe S did not, and she would rather not have the publicity. So I think it's a lesson to us all to be careful about tweeting strangers' lives.
Yeah.
Because they're not just content for us online.
Right. Really? We're not going to name them either. Femi Okay, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks.